When Brooke Lambert became the USU LGBT program coordinator 4.5 years ago, she says many people at Utah State University didn't know what LGBT meant. Since then, the United States has legalized same-sex marriage. Many people are pushing for open bathroom laws and anti-LGBT discrimination laws, creating a strong dialogue about these issues worldwide. Now, Lambert says most community members know that LGBT stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, and they're willing to discuss it.
You know, one of the biggest differences I've seen in the last 4.5 years is people are just way more willing to talk about LGBT issues. 4.5 years ago, it was still something that people didn't really want to talk about, or they were uncomfortable talking about it.
Lambert says the school's LGBT ally program has nearly doubled since 2012.
People are more willing to come out now. They feel safer. They feel like they have the support that they need. And so because more people are willing to come out, everybody kind of knows somebody. And so once you are able to put kind of a face to the LGBT community, I think people are way more willing to reach out and to say, well, what can I do to make it better?
And USU has become more sensitive to LGBT needs. In 2015, the university opened the Aggie Recreation Center, which has the school's first ever gender-neutral locker room. This year, the university will allow students to use their preferred names on class rolls and school identification cards instead of their given names. Lambert says these changes are advantageous to transgender students.
Our students who go by something other than their first name would have to email the professor ahead of time and say, hey, this is the name that you're going to have on your roster, but this is the name I'd like you to use. And so every time, you know, a student had to do that, they felt like they were outing themselves to their professor.
Lambert hopes the university will continue to promote events like Transgender Awareness Week and host LGBT social activities. She hopes the program will grow and eventually get a bigger space. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melanie Fenstermaker.